Good morning, members of St. Kieran's in Fishhook. This is Rod Botsis. We would have had read this morning Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 11 to 14. And I hope you will go and read those passages now. A blessing for all time and for all times. And of course, I'm referring to the great Trinitarian blessing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Die genade van die Here Jesus Christus, die liefde van God en die gemeenskap van die Heilige Gees bly met julle almal. O, in my Greek language, Echaristou Jesu Christou, Ekei agape tou theou, Kai hei kononio tou agios pneumatos, Katapantan Humon. Please don't say it's all Greek to you. It's pretty simple. It's the blessing that comes at the end of Paul's writing and relationship with the Church of Corinth. It's been a long relationship. It's been a stormy and deep relationship. But here at the end of it all, he kind of sums up the best he can do, the best he can say. And it's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Folks, we should say that often to each other. Just generally, we should say the grace of the Lord be with you. And certainly in times of crisis, we should say it over our children when they're ill. We should say it to loved ones when they are breathing their last, and we're privileged enough to be there standing by watching the Lord Jesus come and take them home. We should lay hands and say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Paul does use in some of his letters, grace and peace be to you. And when he writes to Timothy, he says, grace, mercy and peace be to you. But the very best is this Trinitarian blessing. And I don't think you can do better. I have a book of blessings. It's beautiful, and there are lots of beautiful ones, some well-known ones. You probably know the famous Irish one, may the road rise to meet you and the wind always be at your back. Never quite sure what all that means, especially the road rising to meet me. So I'm a little prejudiced, and I favor this beautiful blessing from Scripture, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with you. Grace, the wonder of grace. Just think about the wonder of grace. You got up out of bed. Oh, you got a bed. Oh, that's grace. And you stumble off to the bath. Oh, you got a bathroom. That's grace. And you washed your face with hot water, probably. Well, water, and that's grace. And you came to clean your teeth with toothbrush and toothpaste, and that's grace. Hey, your teeth are grace, you know. Some people are losing them fast. Some people keep them in a glass next to their bed, or have to polish them up, holding them in their hands and polish them up with a brush in the other hand. Well, that's grace that you've got something to chew your food with, hey? Grace, it's all around us. Our imagination and the imagination of others is grace, that we can read novels and watch plays and watch movies and be thoroughly entertained. The wonder of communication is grace in such variety. So the wonder of grace, it's there with us all the time. And of course, it's there in the forgiveness of sins. We're saved by grace. We know that. Paul is absolutely insistent. I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but we bring nothing to our salvation except our sin. God has done it all. And it's free. It's absolutely free. You cannot earn grace. It is a gift from God. And that's what it is, a gift. Unearned, undeserved, but it's there. Wallow in that, folks. Readdress that to your head and to your heart, that he loves you and me so much. He makes no bones about who can get his grace. It's just for everyone. And then the practice of grace. My heavens, we receive grace in so many ways all over the show. Well, recently I was doing some shopping and I realized my glasses were a bit kind of gunky from having not cleaned them. I cooked the night before and there was spots of grease on them. So I looked for a glass place, you know, a glass place, Specsavers or something like that. Couldn't find one, but here happened to see a little pop-up glass house hut or sunglass hut. It was inside the Woolies store in the mall I was in. So I went there, there was a young man behind the counter, his name was Tobolho, and I said, could I please buy one of those fancy cloths to clean my glasses? And he said, oh no, we don't sell them, sir, but I'd gladly clean your glasses for you. And I said, no, tell me where I can buy them. He said, no, I'd gladly clean your glasses for you, sir. And with that, reached over and expertly pulled my glasses off my head as if he was an eye surgeon, you know, just such tenderness. And the way he went to polish these things and brought them back and slipped them back onto my head like an absolute professional. And they were brilliant. They were magnificently clean. And I said to him, sure, Tobolho, thank you. What do I owe you for that? And he said, nothing, sir. Not everything in this world is about money. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Wow. I was actually quite taken aback. And even now, I'm still moved by his grace towards me. So I thanked him. And then I said to Walker, would I embarrass you if I offered to give you a tip or try to give you a tip, just to say thank you? And he looked at me with such gentleness and said, sir, not everything in this world is about money. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Well, the grace of God had rolled out of his heart and head and life and hands into my life. And I knew I had been gently rebuked by God by trying to earn grace and pay for it. But I knew I had been overwhelmed by grace by someone I didn't know and simply was doing something because it was a pleasure to serve me. Folks, we can't increase the amount of grace in the world because it's from God and it's everywhere. But we can increase our graciousness as his grace flows from us to other people. So Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace comes to us in so many ways. Romans 5, which we would have read, says we stand in grace. It's like the environment in which we live. It's the air that we breathe. It's the soil in which we stand. That we stand in grace. Here's an example again of grace coming to me. I preached at our Pile congregation 2 weeks in a row, a couple of months back. And on the first week, I said to them, look, I'm coming back next Sunday, but next Sunday is a real special day for me. It's my 70th birthday. So is there anyone in this congregation who bakes cake? And they sort of giggled and they said, yes, Anne, sitting at the back. She always bakes cake. So rather cheekily, I said, Anne, I'll pay, but I want some cake next Sunday. Eh? We'll have cake and tea afterwards. And she shouted back from her pew, Rod, this congregation always has cake and tea after church on Sunday, and I always bake it, so there'll be cake. Well, I arrived next Sunday, conducted the service, greeted a few people at the door who stayed to be greeted, and the rest went through for tea. When I went through for tea, nothing was happening. They were all standing around. And I said, what's going on? They said, no, we want to sing happy birthday to you. You've got to cut your cake first. And they duly did that, and out came, well, folks, I've never seen a cake like this. It was huge. 3 tiers of the most beautiful carrot cake, my favorite, with a lemon frosting. They had asked what frosting I like. Perfectly done with magnificent pecan nuts all over and inside it. We ate our fill and they made me bring the rest home. And it was so much, I cut it up and served it to a whole number of people, garage, petrol jockeys. You know, we fed over 50 people with the cake. It was grace upon grace upon grace poured into my life for a cheeky preacher visiting their congregation for a Sunday. Folks, the grace of God is all around us. The wonder of it, saved by it, the practice of it. So we come to the love of God. The love of God. It's poured into our hearts, says Romans 5. By the Holy Spirit, it's poured into our hearts. You probably know this, you should from other sermons, but in the New Testament, there are four different Greek words that we all translate love in English, but they all got nuances. There's family love, the parents for children and children for parents, and that's called storge. Storge, love. And then there's eros love, self-centered love, love where you treat yourself, you spoil yourself. It's physical love. It's everything from holding hands to making babies. It's pouring yourself your favorite drink. It's putting your feet up. It's loving yourself. It's washing your body. It's eros love for yourself. I love your minister, Mike. I truly love him. I think he's a beautiful man. And I just, whenever I think of Mike, I think, I love that guy. I love that guy. That's philia, brotherly love, friendship love. But then there's the love of God. And Paul uses a word, agape, the agape, love of God. The love of God flows into our lives, folks, and it's meant to flow from us. As Christians, we're the great lovers of the world and the great lovers in the world sent by God to let love slosh around from us to others. I've been reading the history of the first 100 years of the Church of Scotland's missionary in West Africa, in Biafra, a place called Calabar originally. And it's so moving to hear what our brothers and sisters in the Lord did to establish a church and to bring godliness and salvation to absolute lost pagan people, cannibals, men. They worked amongst, just amazing. And of course, the history of the world will tell you that hospitals and schools and universities were mostly started by the church doing the mission of God in the name of Christ. So be generous in all your loving, in every way you can. I gotta pay, you pay in the name of Christ by loving other people as this love of God comes flowing through us. The grace of God in the name of Christ Jesus, in the person of Christ Jesus, and the love of God in the name and the person of the Father has come to us. And so we enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is koinonia, and it means, Afrikaans, gemeenskap, means community. A common purpose is the fellowship of the Spirit, common wealth, common decency, common kindness, common courtesy. All these are signs of the fellowship of the Spirit of God being at work in the world, building communities. We're common people meant to do common things of loving people. So recently I went with my daughter to a bakery and she told me, Dad, you'd absolutely love it. And of course I did. But we parked quite far from the bakery and I was stumbling back with my cane in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other and a box or two of confections. And I clearly was battling. And at the entrance of the parking lot was a young guy selling homemade little leather straps and stuff. And he stepped out and said, I can see you battling. Let me help you, sir. And I said, no, I'm fine. I'll be right. No, he said, let me help you. It'll be a pleasure. So he helps this old man. We get to my car and I put the stuff in the boot. Now, let me tell you, I fold my money in my pocket in a peculiar way. I put the biggest denomination in the middle, as it were, and then I fold the smaller ones over it. So when I put my hand in my pocket to touch my money, I know the first thing I'm going to touch is the smallest, 10 Rand, and down in the pile to the hundreds. So I thought I'd give this guy a tip. He was really kind. And I put my hand in my pocket and I say, here, please take this and thanks for helping me. And I put out, oh, it's a 100 Rand note that I've pulled out of my pocket. And I think I paused for a moment, ashamedly, but I passed and said, yeah, thanks. Do you know what he did? Before taking the note, he looked at me and then he threw his arms around me. There, in the parking lot, public, he just threw his arms around me and hugged me cleanly, beautifully, wonderfully, and then stepped back and said, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I was ashamed. Again, absolutely ashamed. I had meant something much smaller, and I had got such huge credit from him for his love. God reminded me that there was an instant fellowship between us. He had helped me. He could have ignored me and I would have made it to the car, I guess. Who knows? But he left his little business to come and help me. He didn't expect a tip, and certainly didn't expect anything major, but he expressed such genuine thanks. Oh, folks, the fellowship of the Spirit is right there with us all the time. So we've got to pay. Koinonia means making a contribution. We make a contribution. Yeah, the agape, love of God, becomes the fellowship of the Spirit. And we in our fellowship with one another, we make a contribution to the commonwealth. Of course, it all comes from the Trinity, the unending community of God, the Father loving the Son loving the Father and the Spirit loving the Son and the Father. And they all give glory to one another, and they all shy away from taking the credit. The Father wants the Son to be praised. The Son wants us to hand all the glory to the Father. The Father says it's the Spirit of God who's going to raise you from the dead as he raised my own Son. Folks, we are held in this whole world by the love of the Trinity that's in our hearts and is just at work amongst us. And when we come to worship, we come to this community, we're told. In Hebrews, we've come to thousands upon thousands of angels and saints who have been in this world before us and are now in glory. And we're at one with them. We're all joined together in this unending community of God. And let me end. Please remember the poor. Jesus says they'll be with us always, not just because it's a fact, but because it's, you know, where you can start to help people. They're just always here. So please let your common kindness, your Spirit-filled community-mindedness envelop the poor. Bless the poor today. Okay, enough from me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with us. And I hope you will go now and express the love of God in this way. Give grace to people and tell them, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Let the love of God flow through you and love people. And always keep that door open to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I think, like me, you're going to discover more comes to you than you're ever going to give to anyone else. God bless you. Thank you for listening.